As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, November the 26th. Yes, it's Black Friday 2010. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. My name is William Roberts, always lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions. However, today we're going to go with a little bit slightly different take and go to the chat room, pick up news that's dropped in there, any links you want to put in the chat room, you want to join us in the chat room today, you can do that. I'll be monitoring it throughout the broadcast. It's an Open Lines, Open Mind Friday. What's ever on your mind? Let's hear it. Log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. You can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or if you live in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air internationally from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls will certainly be welcome today. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. I'll be checking the email basket throughout the broadcast as well. But for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Of course, we won't get your letters in time to get them on the air today. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc. That's Free Radio Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals this morning and currencies in a steep decline. Commodities, gall going into the garbage can quickly on a sudden uptick in the U.S. dollar. Well, if you happen to have the keys to the printing press, you too can make that happen. Open lines, open mind Friday all day. What's on your mind on this Black Friday? Love to hear from you. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Going to our market report for this morning. Again, like I said, gold not looking too good. Active trading New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Gold was off $22.30 at $1,352.80. But at $1,352.80, that's still a far cry from $600 gold. Silver this morning losing $1.04, off $1.04 at $26.55 an ounce. Platinum down $20. Get the idea? Red ink morning. Black Friday, $16.37 for platinum. Palladium off $29 at $667 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. A widespread developing here today, well over $20. The low in the market so far this morning has been 1,350.50, 1,350.50 for a low, 1,374.10 for a high, but at 1,352.80, your gold is up year to year, $160.10 for a 13.42% return on your investment. Now, you know, over the last 30, 40 days, something like that, we've gone from a return on your investment of over 30% now back into the 13-point mark. So things are not looking too strong right now in the metals. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,366.50. It immediately started trading below that. The SPDR gold shares unchanged overnight at 1,285.08 metric tons. They can't point the finger there. They're holding $56.7 billion worth of gold this morning in their treasure chest. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And let's go right straight to the phones and talk to our caller calling in from the 321 area code. Sam, is it Markham?
That's Sam Markham, but I'm Carrie.
Oh, Carrie.
Plummy in the room.
Okay.
Hi, Chatters.
Hi, Plummy.
I just wanted to, I was reading on the internet about all the protests that didn't happen. And me, I went to the airport yesterday, and there were no bag scanners. There were no pat downs, nothing, just the metal detectors. I thought that was really cool.
Well, what airport were you at? Were you at, like, a local airport?
We were at, Orlando International Airport.
You can't get any bigger
than
that.
No bag scanners.
Wow.
Exactly. No bag scanners, no pat downs, hardly any TSA, really, just directing you through the lines to the metal detectors.
Do you think that they, do you know whether or not they did have them there previously, Plummy, or not?
I was hearing that there was some back scanners, but I don't, I can't, like, make for positive.
Right.
But we did not see one back scanner there at all.
Well, that's
yesterday.
Good news. I mean, you know, if you have to be thankful for something, you could be thankful for that your airport hasn't brought them in yet. I think that it would be probably a good thing to do to maybe write a letter to the editor along that line, just real brief, put it
exactly.
In there, you know, express how, you know, your gratitude for your local airport, so to speak, you know, couch it
exactly.
Couch it that way, that they have respect for the people, and that even though you had intended to opt out, you were pleased and relieved that you didn't, you know, they don't have to know that you didn't have a ticket.
Exactly. So America has spoken. We don't want those back scanners.
Yeah, put it in. Put it in a letter to the editor. Now, also another thing you could do would be to call the airport security there. You know,
mm-hmm.
And tell them that you were really pleased to see that. You know, let them know. If they hear,
exactly.
If they hear from people, you know, it might register. If they don't hear anything from anybody, then they'll just accept the evening news saying that the Americans chickened out and didn't opt out.
Right. Right. So I got some letters to write, but I just wanted you to know we listen to you every day. Me and Timo, we are a big fan.
Well, thanks so very much for listening. Thanks for calling in, and do keep chatting. I enjoy your chat.
Thanks, Will.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
There you go, right out of our chat room, folks. Today's chat-driven talk radio, if you're in the chat, certainly drop in your links. I'll be trying to monitor that and get them to open up for me. We'll talk about your news. Here's a little bit more. Let's finish out our market report for this morning. Once again, we found gold trading off substantially this morning early, off $22.30. It's up. It's recovered some of that already, but at $1,352.80, silver off $1.04 at $26.55. Platinum off $20 at $16.37. Palladium off $29 at $667 an ounce. The Nasdaq on Wednesday closed up 151 at 11,187. The Nasdaq closed up on Wednesday up 48 at 25.43. The S&P closed up 18 at 1,198. This morning on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc. website, crude oil up 79 cents at 83.07. Big jump, you know, really, in crude oil, now well above the 80 level. But off this morning, off 79 cents at 83.07. The U.S. dollar index up 72 basis points at 80.41. Of course, this jump in the U.S. dollar index impacted not only all of the commodities, but also the Forex markets, where we find the Canadian loonie. I mean, listen to these numbers, 127 basis points down on the Canadian loonie at 97 cents. It's dropped 2 cents, 3 cents. It was above parity. Mexican peso off 101 basis points at 8 cents even. First time I've seen it at 0.8000. All right. Euro this morning off 102 basis points at $1.32. British pound off 90 basis points at $1.56. And the Swiss franc, the best, the strongest of all this morning, off 13 basis points at $1 even, parity with the U.S. dollar. The bond market, the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries at 0.51%. The 10-year is at 2.86. The 30-year yield is 4.22. In the mortgage markets, we see a continuing trend here developing, where the 15-year fixed rate mortgages moved up from last month from 3.63% to 3.92% this morning. The 30-year moves up from 4.20 to 4.55%. So it's heading back towards the 5% for a mortgage in America. The prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%. And, of course, at these gold and silver prices, your gold-to-silver ratio is 50.95 ounces of silver gets you 1 ounce of gold. In the continuing here, from a Kitco exclusive off the Kitco website, which you can visit at www.kitco.com and track these numbers yourself throughout the day. But Jim Wyckoff is writing, AM Kitco Metals Roundup. COMEX gold futures prices are trading lower Friday morning as the U.S. dollar index is solidly higher and most other commodity futures are under selling pressure. December COMEX gold, and then it goes and gives the numbers early. The U.S. dollar index is trading sharply higher Thursday morning, hit a fresh 9-week high overnight. The greenback is seeing safe haven buying interest from ongoing worries about the sovereign debt problems facing the European Union. All right, the EU is not doing well at all. Today, the worries happen to center upon Portugal. Of course, we've heard nothing about Ireland. And we've also been hearing about some demonstrations in Italy. Greece is not out of the trouble yet. Spain is not doing too well. All the pigs, but everybody right now is looking at Portugal. They're trying to do what Ireland did. They're trying to stand up and say, no, we don't want your bailouts, but unfortunately the bankers will most likely get it. Earlier this week it was Ireland, and next week it could be Spain. The euro currency has come under strong selling pressure this week on the EU debt concerns. The euro hit a fresh 9-week low overnight. So there's more to that. Rather interesting story out of the chat room early this morning. Our chatter put it in there, and I thought it was quite interesting, and let's see if I can pick it up. Here it is. Okay. Off the Washington Post. Iceland elects ordinary folk to draft a constitution. Now listen to this. Kind of an interesting article here. Glad to see it this morning. Alda Sigmundsdóttir, writing this for the Associated Press, Friday, new news. This is out of Iceland. Iceland's getting a new constitution, and it's really going to be the voice of the people. This sparsely populated volcanic island is holding an unusual election Saturday to select ordinary citizens to cobble together a new charter, all right, a new constitution, an exercise in direct democracy born out of the outrage and soul-searching that followed the nation's economic meltdown. Rather unusual for a direct democracy construction of constitutions, but this seems to be what's coming down the pike for Iceland. Hundreds of people are vying for the chance to be among up to 31 people who will form the Constitutional Assembly, slated to convene early next year, a source of huge pride for Icelanders who have seen their egos take a beating in recent years. This is a quote right out of the article here. Well, we'll have to get that quote out of the article right after these words from our sponsors. Do stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back to this discussion about what's going down in Iceland. Rather interesting. Hundreds of people again vying for the chance to be among the 31 people who will form the Constitutional Assembly slated to convene early next year, a source of huge pride for the Icelanders. Anyway, continues here. Iceland has never written its own constitution. After gaining independence from Denmark in 1944, it took the Danish constitution, amended a few clauses to state that it was now an independent republic. Key phrase there, independent republic, and substituted the word president for king. A comprehensive review of the Constitution has been on the agenda ever since. Pressure mounted for action after the nation's economic collapse in 2008, an event punctuated by ordinary citizens gathering outside the All Thingy, okay? It's important to remember what this All Thingy is. All Thing is, as far as my research is concerned, the first form of parliamentary government on the planet, all right? The All Thing. And we get a lot from that All Thing in our idea of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. So it's interesting to see now in Iceland that the All Thing and the people there in Iceland will write a constitution suitable for them, instituting a government of their own choosing rather than just taking a knockoff Danish constitution and adding the word president for king. It's very important for ordinary citizens who have no direct interest in maintaining the status quo to take part in constitutional powers. Very interesting there. Say that again. It is very important for ordinary citizens who have no direct interest in maintaining the status quo to take part in a constitutional review, said Prime Minister Johanna, and I'll just have to let it go, Sigurdardottir or something like that. Quote, we are hoping this new constitution will be a new social covenant leading to reconstruction and reconciliation. And for that to happen, the entire nation needs to be involved. Of course, now this is reasonably a bloodless constitutional convention reorganization of the Icelandic government. Very interesting. The election marks yet another twist in the fortunes of this Nordic nation, just 320,000, small population, that went from economic marvel to fiscal basket case almost overnight. Right? Almost overnight. Important. The global financial crisis wreaked political and economic havoc in Iceland. Banks collapsed in October of 2008, and with them the Icelandic currency, the krona. Unemployment soared, as did the cost of living. Loans issued in foreign currencies during the boom suddenly doubled, tripled, or even quadrupled, all due to the collapse of the krona. Icelanders debated their values and turned to the questioning of the foundations of their society. Rather interesting, you know, and if you take the advent of the Internet here in the United States and around the world, but take it, you know, the United States, and let us debate the values on that and come together with, a website where people make their suggestions for what they'd like to see in a constitution, it might come up with a rather unusual document. I'm not talking about convening a constitutional convention I'm talking about taking a look-see what people would have in the Constitution. Everybody, you know, is down on the Constitution and the dead white guys. But it'd be very interesting to know or get a sense of just what the people of this country, you know, it's like they say, you have to know when to hold them and know when to throw them. It'd be very interesting to see what the people of the United States of America would come up with if they were tasked with writing their own Constitution afresh. That was ultimately confirmed in a 2,000-page report following a special parliamentary investigation. The report showed the foundation of Icelandic society was decayed and that a sweeping revision of the social framework was needed. Continues, it says, a new social covenant can at least assist in restoring the public's faith in the government. Now, again, faith in government, you know, one not place their faith in government, but certainly government is a useful servant, but it becomes a fearful master, as these people have discovered, all right? So there's more to this discussion, more to the story as well. Again, the phone lines are wide open. You want to call in? Let's talk about this Iceland's constitution, the idea of drafting a constitution. You think there's something wrong with the one we got? What would you put in a new constitution? You know, what to hold, what to throw, huh? If you had the opportunity to, like they have here on this article, come up to a ballot box and there's sheets of paper aplenty and pencils out there, what would you write down? What would be your article number one and two and so on and so forth? Or would you just say, hell no, we won't go, we don't want any government? Maybe that would be the way people would want to go. The Constitutional Assembly will be made up of 25 to 31 delegates, the final number to be determined by a gender and equality ratio. Boy, a gender and equality ratio. I'd sure be interested in following up on that one. It'll be made up of regular citizens elected by direct personal voting. All right? Direct personal voting. Rather interesting there. Oh, God in heaven. Anyone is eligible to stand for election, with the exceptions of the president, lawmakers, and the committee appointed to organize the assembly. All right? Now, they didn't say lawyers, they just said lawmakers, so I guess that would be anybody that's in the existing government. They need to go away and have lattes and wait until the people come together. The assembly will draft a proposed new constitution next year. They will use material from another extraordinary project earlier this year in which 1,000 randomly chosen Icelanders aged 18 to 89 offered their views on what should be in the constitution. I wonder if any of them have ever done any research into constitutions. I would imagine there have been some. Maybe they would look at François Guizot's History of Representative Government in Europe and find some value in that book. The Assembly, again, will draft a new constitution next year. Now the race is on to be among the charter's authors, with 523 people in the running, truck drivers, university professors, lawyers, oh my God, they should have had more sense than that, journalists, and computer geeks are all among the candidates. All have been given equal airtime on Icelandic radio to make their platforms known. Those elected will receive a salary equal to that of Iceland's lawmakers while the constitutional review takes place. And Icelandic employers are legally obliged to grant leave to any employees elected to the assembly. One candidate, Thorvaldald Gylfason, a professor of economics at the University of Iceland, drew parallels between Iceland and South Africa, saying that a country that has experienced shock needs a fresh start. A country that has suffered, here's his quote, a country that has suffered a complete economic and moral collapse. Notice he uses the word moral collapse. Glad he put that in there. A country that has suffered a complete economic and moral collapse needs to start with a clean slate, he said. We need to ensure that the sort of malpractice and negligence that, among other things, led to the collapse of the Icelandic economy 2 years ago cannot happen again. Rather interesting article here. off the Washington Post. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, back once again into this discussion a little bit further now in regards to this Icelandic constitution. And there's certainly a lot of discussion going on in the chat room in regard. We've got about 20 people in the chat right now. Folks, if you want to jump into the chat room, it's becomevocallocal.com. We've got a news article we want to discuss on air. You're welcome to call in if you like. We've got a caller waiting right now. We'll go there. But if you'd like to call in, the number is 866-841-1065. I'm trying to do my best to get the links out of the chat room and into my browser, but it's being a little bit of a butt so far this morning. But let's go live to our caller and say good morning, caller. You're up. You're live.
Hi, Will. This is Jason from Minnesota calling. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Nice to have you call in.
Yes. This is a very interesting subject. In that, as I have listened to you for a while now and listened to all of the different philosophical standpoints regarding government, it makes me wonder that those who are going to be elected as delegates where or what kind of philosophy are they going to use as they draft their new constitution?
Well, this is a good question, Jason, because one of the things that we do see from Iceland is that it has been, and I think it's pretty much indisputable, that they have been a socialist country for a long time. They've certainly been under the jackboot of that. And so if they're looking for a new political and a new moral, or a new social and a new economic model, they may be questioning that foundation. There may be enough people that, you know, sit to coffee or chat on the internet together that they understand that it's a failed model, and they may come up with a proposal that would be perhaps a little bit more free market rather than free trade. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, but you're absolutely right. You know, there's so much to, you know, to have the opportunity to actually sit down in a convention like that would be a thrill. But at the same time, for everybody who doesn't have their knees under the table, it could be, you know, an absolutely a frightening time period, because the uncertainty would be extreme.
Yes, you're right. And it's very interesting, because as I go around and I become vocal local and I speak to local political people, it's very interesting, as I drop the certain subjects or topics before them and to just to see what they have to say or comment on. And it's very interesting, because a lot of times they have never even stopped to consider or even think about such subjects. And then the bigger question is for the people of Iceland, you know, have they themselves ever stopped to think about some of these topics and subjects, such as what is property, how are we going to define what, you know, to protect the property, and other subjects that are related to that?
Well, it's a long chain, you know, as we've talked about on the broadcast and that you and I have exchanged emails about. It's a long process, but if we can understand that there is globally this all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, if the Icelanders could take that as a beginning point and make a decision whether or not they're going to continue to allow themselves to be ruled by man, so to speak, as opposed to the laws of nature and nature's God, the creator of the universe, if they're going to look at the model of creation and think about, you know, what are the foundations of freedom, if they're looking for freedom as opposed to looking for security, you know, that would be the beginning of discussions. I think that would be one that would be right up on my, you know, on my top of the list. Do they actually have, you know, in their education program, through all of the books and the media and the things that they've been exposed to throughout their life, has anyone ever sat down and asked them, you know, what is the foundation of freedom? Do they know how to express it? And can they put it into a constitution to guarantee it? You know, we have fallen into this idea, Jason, that we're animals, you know, and that we evolved and that, you know, we're nothing but, just a base animal. Well, there's a real problem with that. Our founders were well aware of it when they said that all men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They weren't talking to the animal crowd, all right? Because if you're just an animal, then you need to understand that animals truly have no rights. Of course, PETA's out there championing, but they're looking for the polar bears and the pandas. They're not talking about the people. So without any unalienable, inseparable, inseverable, unsalable rights, the people are in extreme danger, you know. And if they can't begin with that, or regardless of what their faith might be, they might want to look at Loki or Thor or whatever. But whatever if they have a religion, whatever religion they want to go with, but to understand that we're created beings, and as the Bible teaches, you know, we're created in the image of God, whatever that might mean. But, even if you take it for nothing more or nothing deeper than Santa Claus or the Ishtar Bunny, you're going to have to start there with a separation that we are not animals, that we are created beings. We have a spirit, we have a soul, we have a mind that separate us, make us different from the animals, and that our Creator gave us certain unalienable natural rights. And then it continues. But that really, in my opinion, has to be the beginning, and to understand that a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are the foundation of all of his properties, and his entire life and freedom flows from that, as Andrew J. Galambo styled it in his Volitional Science series. I think that the Icelanders would be, you know, really off to a great start, but I don't know. What do you think? Will they be there?
I don't know. That is the big question. And to answer that, I can't answer that because I'm not Icelandic myself. Mm-hmm. However, though, it'd be very interesting if they could drop into the chat room or call in.
Absolutely. I'd like to see some of the people that are on this this panel of 31 make it a regular habit of listening to this broadcast. I'd surely like to go there. You know, if they wanted to fly me over, I'd go over there and sit there in the corner, and if they have a question, I'd try and do the best I can. You know, maybe take 50 books with me and just go and sit there as an advisor or something. I don't know. We really don't have any. We don't really have a dog in the hunt. We need to stay out of it. Hopefully, these people will have the intelligence to come up with something good, and they very well may. You know, because people inherently will, you know, choose well. There are other things that really bother me here. One of them with this is that if they don't understand what a Republican form of government is, and if they go down this thing with democracy and gender and equality ratios and all of that, they're likely to get just as big a can of garbage as they have now. I don't know. I would have to also take a look at the, we have Saul is in the chat this morning, and he's there in Denmark. Maybe Saul could call in and tell us a little bit about the Danish constitution and what would be the impact if you just took an eraser and a pencil and erased king and wrote in president. Does that do the job? Does their constitution, does the Danish constitution sufficiently bind down the government, with the change of the constitution, or does it all leave it up to whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law? I don't, you know, there's just huge questions. It's a fantastic article.
Yes, well, it is a very interesting article. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to take my call today. And I look forward to people coming into the chat room from Iceland or even calling in and expressing their opinions about this topic.
Well, I certainly do, too. So let's just I'll thank you for calling in. Jason, keep listening, keep chatting, keep emailing. I always appreciate the communications that we have and what your contribution is on a regular basis to the broadcast. And so with that, I'll let you go. But always a good call. I definitely enjoy the chats, the in the chat room chatters. This is 10K Puddles, all right? The land of a thousand lakes. So anybody that wants to is certainly welcome to call in today, and I'll take your calls as they come in. And let's go back to this article again. We do have a couple of other articles, and if you are in the chat room, and you want to drop an article in for us to discuss during the broadcast, I will be trying to extract them out of there. I'm figuring out how to do that better. So let's just proceed, close this out. The again, one candidate, Thor Vidal Gylfason, a professor of economics at the University of Iceland, draws this parallel between Iceland and South Africa, saying that a country that has experienced shock needs a fresh start. Of course, they've had nothing but shocks to South Africa. Continuing, not everyone is convinced that the Constitution should be amended, and some view the process as a frivolous populist exercise. All right? A frivolous populist exercise. Not everyone is convinced that the Constitution should be amended. All right? So one of the problems that we have here when we start going down this road towards direct democracy or populism, instead of following the Republican form of representative government, is that do recall that in a democracy, and you've all heard the joke, you know, it's not too funny if you're on the receiving end of it, but it's just simply two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for supper. So these 31 people are tasked with an incredible task, and I hope they have the good sense to stay away from democracy. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So we'll keep that article up and on our mind throughout the broadcast. You're welcome to call in. You want to discuss the idea of having a constitutional convention and, you know, getting involved at that level. You know, is it just a populist movement? Is it just something that, you know, should be avoided like the plague? I don't know. For the Icelanders, I think they're probably at a ripe time to rethink their whole process, and maybe they could set an example again, just as they did so long ago with the All Thing. The idea of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government and representative government in general is ancient, but it has, you know, specific roots with that All Thing. Certainly the Wittagemont in the Angles and the Saxons, we've talked about the Druids, you know, and the getting together once a year what is actually Halloween, I guess, All Saints Eve, but coming together at this time of the year, the end of the summer, the beginning of the winter, and having a convocation of souls to discuss all things that involve the people. All of this is, in my opinion, really good stuff, and it's our heritage. This is the fabric from the cloth that we're made out of. This website which comes from the chat room. It's difficult to determine what's going on here, but there's a jimcorr.com website out there. The march from Wood Quay, Dublin, to the GPO, and it's this looks like a local activist website. There's a lot of links and things like that on here, but as far as substance for articles, I'm not seeing it. Let's see if I can get it here. He says, welcome to my website. My name is Jim Corr. I've been studying what is referred to as the New World Order the past couple of years. I invite you to come with me on a journey so we can attempt to get closer to what is really going on in the world today behind this movie that he's inserted in here. Let's see what if I can find something in here that we can begin with. Fake terror and phony environmentalism are being used to trick you into giving up more and more of your civil liberties. We can agree with that. We are being incrementally herded into a one-world government dictatorship. Of course, that if you go back and you study the writings of August Comte, you'll understand what the positivist world view is, and it is certainly that, a one-world government dictatorship, and this out of the 1850s from the mind of the man that brings us sociology, which is precisely the system that puts man into a petri dish and slips him underneath the big microscope and makes us the object of government study. And, of course, the more the sociologists have their way with us, the less freedoms we're likely to have. We'll end up with a government, if you want to call it that, a global dictatorship, where the captains of finance and industry will appoint their dictator, like a Barry usurper or whatever, and then they support their appointed dictator with a cadre, a bunch of super social scientists. And so every day we read the articles, and I always try and emphasize the experts say. The experts tell us everything. They come out of the think tanks. They come out of the Tavistock. They come out of the foundations. They come out of the non-governmental organizations, and they come out and they tell us everything about how we should live, what we should think, and how we should feel. But rarely do they ever provide science to back up their statements. Am I saying that the Irish National Television and Radio, for example, could be lying to the people all the time? Of course not, but they are most likely getting their international news from the likes of either Reuters or the Associated Press, which are controlled news agencies. And we've talked about that in the past. Reuters is a very interesting system that was set up. The transatlantic cable that was laid between England and America, North America, this was all to move forward this idea of being able to control the news. If you can control the news, look how well it worked for the Rothschilds, for goodness sakes, with the use of carrier pigeons in order to turn the tide after the Battle of Waterloo, all right, and taking over the city of London, breaking the financial back of the English people. You will meet people, as I do occasionally, who are unable to grasp the reality of what's going on. You may even meet them amongst family and friends, but don't get frustrated. It's understandably inconceivable for some people to contemplate that some governments, at the behest of their globalist puppeteers, could be staging terrorist attacks against their own populations. Well, then it goes on, what, weapons of mass destruction? Oh, there's just a bit more. I'll carry it. I invite you to study and contemplate the different sections of my main menu, continues. Be aware of what is called the counterintelligence program or COINTELPRO. Of course, we've been aware of that for some time. Maybe you should take a look if you're not aware of it. You'll see how you will see and have seen, no doubt, programs and articles. And I'm glad he's using program correctly. It's P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E-S, programs, you know, programs of action. This is definitely the European styling of this. It's the useless tail. That extra M-E is indicative of English as opposed to American language. Gives me an idea that it's likely coming out of the Tavistock and their downline. But anyway, programs. You'll see and have seen, no doubt, programs and articles trying to explain away a believer in the so-called conspiracy theories as having a troubled background or being of an unsound mind. Again, your calls are welcome, folks. 866-841-1065. The only news I got on the browser right now is the news you're sending to me. So if you want to get on the broadcast, today would be the great day to do it. Open lines, open mind Friday. All right. Here's another one out of the chat. Repudiate this lie of a debt and the liars that go with it. This is off of Henry McCow's website. used to be or may still be a Republic broadcasting host. In 2004, I printed out a Ron Paul article titled Death, the Greatest Threat to Our Society, because it sounded pretty good and I knew the danger of our already insane debt. And I've never seen any of these words before. Folks, I'm just reading it as I open it. But that was before I began paying attention to Paul's words rather than his hype. Today, I took a closer look at that article. It explains a lot about Paul's true agenda. Congress was once again upping its debt ceiling so it could keep on borrowing past the then top of $7.4 trillion, already a number no one can truly comprehend. Paul wrote, "Government debts are not repaid by those who spend the money. They're repaid by you and future generations." Actually, the author here continues, they're never paid at all. Repaid is a misnomer the bankers love. They never paid anything. The debtor is the only real payer. There's a lot of truth to what he's saying here. First of all, with the Federal Reserve note, the fractional reserve banking system, but the Federal Reserve note, that foreign toxic currency, and we've had the authors Robert Rowan and Ronald P. McDonald on in their book, They Own It All, Including You by Means of Toxic Currency. Them on the broadcast with us here. Mike Chambers has interviewed them as well. We can all understand that there is a toxic slime. It's called a hypothecation lien that lies back in there. But this Federal Reserve note is absolutely nothing more than a note. It's a promise to pay, but it doesn't pay. Okay? You can discharge a debt by the use of this legal tender. In other words, the baker, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, by law, must accept this legal tender in all exchanges, public and private, but they may or they may not realize that it's a swindle. It's a con game. So you go into the butcher and you say, okay, I'd like to have 2 pounds of that rump roast there, and they slice you off some, wrap it up, and hand it to you. They've given you something real, and you pay for your purchase, okay, pay for your purchase with a Federal Reserve note. Well, all you've done is discharge the debt. Now, the shoe goes on to the butcher's feet. Your shoe, your hypothecation lien, transfers to the butcher, and the butcher must immediately, if he's got any sense at all in this marketplace, and certainly in Weimar, Germany, and other highly inflationary currencies, hyperinflation, etc., it's up to the butcher to immediately turn right around and go swindle somebody else. He needs to go to a supplier, a farmer, and say, well, I'm going to have to get another beef from you, and here's some of these $100 bills. So the poor farmer, he takes $100 bills. He knows he's just been swindled, so he goes out and he trades his $100 bills, worthless that they are, with the funny numbers and the gold printing on the back, and he exchanges them for diesel fuel, maybe, and some fence posts and some wire, and comes back to his farm. And now it's up to all of the people that he gave those $100 bills to cover their assets, if you know what I mean. And we've got a caller on the line. We'll bring him up right after the top of the hour. But so just stay right there, Board in Canada. We'll come to you next. But we can understand that we have never any opportunity to do anything other than to discharge the debt when we use Federal Reserve notes. The only way that you can actually pay the debt is with either gold or silver coin. Otherwise, you're just trading debt for debt for debt for debt. It's a Ponzi scheme and we got to break it. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP oraclebroadcasting.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, Black Friday, November the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, kind of enjoying an open lines, open mind Friday. Letting the chat room send me the news, and we'll just read the news right out of the chat room, sight unseen, and talk to anybody that wants to call in, like the board in Canada from our chat room. Good morning, board.
Good morning, Mr. Will Roberts. How you doing, man?
I'm doing as well as I possibly can.
Yeah, it's getting a little cold here in Canada. Hope you're staying warm. I thought maybe we could maybe discuss a little bit about that bill, the COICA, that... for internet protection, the Hollywood people have been spending a lot of money on.
Tell us what you know and what you think about it.
Well, I'm only knowing what I'm read on Blacklisted News there. A good person in the chat room posted up the link, and I think it goes a lot deeper than copyright infringement, as the article states. I think it's a big step in controlling, you know, some good websites like Oracle, and, you know, these broadcasts. You know, we have a lot of fun in the chat room, but maybe we should just give a reminder that this type of fun and this type of learning may not be available to us for very much longer if we just sit on our hands and do nothing about it. I think it's time we get vocal on this issue and see if we can put a stop to it in some way. What do you think about it, Will?
Well, again, you know, it goes to several different directions. One, you know, getting the word out doesn't seem to be all that effective, as you probably noticed. So getting into the people who are actually sitting on the committees at the federal level that may rule one way or rule another way on this would be very important. Also, trying to find out if there's, and using the internet if we can, to find out who the sponsors, the lobbyists, who are the people behind the issue. Certainly we could look at the music industry, and as I've mentioned in the past, you know, I think that the artists that actually create the music do have title rights and interest in that music, ought to have, but too often they sell, just like all of the stuff that was absorbed by Michael Jackson and now after his demise others, all of the music that the artists put out when they're young and trying to get, you know, mainstream, gets bought up by other people. They no longer have any control over it. So their intellectual property has been compromised. They've done it themselves. Unfortunately, we all always do. We either do it with the right click on the mouse or we do it with our signature someplace, a naked signature. We give away all of our title rights and interest to things in life. But as far as will it manifestly alter the internet, I think it has the potential. Every day, you know, I always give my sources. But I go right to the Bloomberg website and, you know, I just grab articles that are appropriate to the things that we've been discussing and try and follow certain threads. I've been following the environment and certain law issues and certain economic issues primarily. But I always go to that website. Now, if it were impossible for me to access those articles or if it was against the law for me to discuss them on my broadcast, it would be a real harsh penalty, really. Instead of getting up 4 hours before the broadcast, I'd probably have to get up 6 hours before the broadcast because I'd have to write everything down and paraphrase the news. You see what I'm saying? I could still cover the articles, I just couldn't read them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a lot of websites that do that as it is, but I think that's a big, I think that's a good point you brought up about music, the music industry. Number one, it's an industry. And another good point is that, yeah, these artists that are coming up now, as a music fan, I've noticed that artists that are coming up now and ones that are actually promoted to become, you know, the top 10 hits, I don't know, it seems to me like they're very much a part of the system, meaning that they wouldn't have gotten as smart as they did if they didn't just go along with the whole system as it is.
Exactly. Stay right there. Stay right there. We'll bring you back after the break.
Thank you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned, folks. This is the Friday, November the 26th, 2010. Open lines, open minds, Friday of the broadcast. Paying attention, close attention to the chat room. If you're in the chat room, you want to jump into the chat room and drop links to an article you want me to discuss on air this morning while we still have time, visit www.becomevocallocal.com. Click on the chat link, come right in, and you can drop your news in there as well. Join into the chat. We've got a lot of people in there right now. We've got callers on the line. Let's go back up to Canada and talk to our chatter board. We're talking about this idea of copyright protection intellectual property law, international intellectual property law, and all of these things are really important discussions. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Will. Continuing on with the topic, here in Toronto, we got a lot of independent music artists and all that, and some of them are really great, but it's really hard for them to get anywhere in the music industry, and a lot of that is because as artists, they want to stick true to their art form, and they don't want to be compromised with big music industry rules and contracts and, you know, image creators and culture creation and all that stuff. But, Will, if I could, I just wanted to maybe take us off topic a bit here. Someone posted a great link on the website. It has to do with Canada. It's about a man in Ottawa who's facing charges for slaughtering a pig in his own property and sharing the meat with his neighbors. He's now being charged under what's known as the Ontario Food Safety and Quality Act. Apparently, it happened last November. And I think this is very reminiscent to what's going on in the States right now with their own Food Safety Act.
This is a difficult situation, you know, because it involves the sharing of the meat, okay, with a friend. Now, my father had a farm down here for a long time in Missouri. And not only did he raise cattle for Jersey cattle for the milk production, but because their Jersey cattle cows produce so much milk, he also started taking on hogs because we could feed the hogs the excess milk and corn, and they would really just produce the best pork you've ever eaten. But so immediately, the first thing that you find out once you get involved with animal husbandry is that you always have more meat, more food, more chickens, more eggs, more milk than you can ever consume. And so you're left with that excess, that plus. But, of course, you know, anybody that thinks that a cow gives milk has never milked a cow. You know, that takes a lot of work. And so the idea of being able to recover all or a part of your expenses by putting the product out to the locals in the local market and or, you know, even sharing it with a friend, that is as traditional as time itself, you know. So I would be really upset myself if I was this individual because, you know, having slaughtered pigs and chickens and beef and other, you inevitably have, like I said, far more than you need. And if somebody goes in with you on a wiener pig, you have the area to raise it in, and you're anticipating, you know, just cutting it down the back and splitting it up, half a pig each. You know, where's the harm in that? If he had somehow or another shared the meat with the friend and didn't disclose that it was farm-raised, you know, that could be an issue. But as long as everybody's going in with full knowledge and consent, I don't see where it's any of the business of the government at all. And I would hope that this Ontario court judge would have the intellectual honesty to say that this man has every right to do what he's done.
I agree fully with that. My culture, you know, my parents are from Europe, you know. Traditionally here we have, like, festivals, you know, a couple times during the year where we'll have, like, you know, a group of men will go to the farm, they'll slaughter a pig, you know, we prepare it and we auction off the meat, like at a church parish hall, you know, that sort of thing.
Beautiful.
For the community. And, you know, this is just one step that's going to, you know, crush those traditions down, and I don't agree with it at all. I think the government's got to stay out of our stomachs, and, you know, we have the right to produce and grow our own food, and they just got to stay out of it, you know, and stop feeding us that crap at the grocery stores.
There's nothing, unfortunately, in the grocery store. You know, they've got a lot of lighting and they have a lot of floor wax, but as far as meat is concerned, there's really no meat in the store. You know, it's a sad and sorry testimony.
Yeah.
But hey, good thoughts. I'll get back to this article. We have other callers, thanks for calling in this morning, Board.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye. Okay, so there we go from the chat room. Let's go now to live to this call. I think we're going to go over to England, maybe. Good morning.
Good morning, William. Is that you? Can you hear me?
This would be Captain from the chat room, Captain Proton. Thanks for calling in all the way across the pond.
Yeah, how are you doing? I'd like to talk about Ireland, please, if that's okay.
That's absolutely fine.
Well, it's not a bailout of a country, is it? It's the next phase of the bailout of the banks.
Exactly right.
Ireland is not imploding. Well, Ireland is not imploding. It's not in trouble as a sovereign nation as such. Ireland is being crushed under the weight of the collapsing City of London Rothschild banking cartel.
Well, let's throw in what is this, Peter D. Sutherland into the mix as well? You know?
Yes. Without a shred of a doubt, you know?
Yes.
But mainly they're the Inter Alpha Group, aren't they? Do you know anything about them at all?
Who is that?
The Inter Alpha Group?
No, go ahead. Explain it to us.
Well, I won't go into it too much. I mean, it's basically European Union again, obviously. I don't know how they can fix it, though, and I think the fix is it's easy. Glass-Steagall, the principles enacted in that piece of US legislation work then to put the bankers in their place and they can work today and put the banks in administration.
Well, it would be interesting to see whether that could be accomplished when we destroy or we take down the firewall between commercial banking and investment banking and allow the same houses like Goldman Sachs and others, JP Morgan Chase, to do that, both sides of the transaction, it puts everything at great peril and great risk. You know, almost everyone needs a bank for some reason or another to affect exchange in the marketplace for commerce, like it or love it. You know, we've got mediums of exchanges in all the several countries. But when you blend these two together and we start investing with people's savings and with people's pensions and the people that are making the advising the various pension groups and governments are the same ones that stand to profit from it, we've got a real problem. And Ireland was basically, in my opinion, following only a few articles that came out, they basically had the economic hitmen come in. And they gave, Cohen, gave him the ultimatum, showed him the tools and the devices that they use for breaking kneecaps and fingers. He decided that maybe it would be a better idea to play along with them before the jackals came in. But hold it right there, Captain. We're going to go to a break. We'll come back and bring you back right after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 post paid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, folks, you can call in at 866-841-1065. And we'd be glad to take your calls as well. If you're in the chat room this morning, it's becomevocallocal.com. If you'd like to drop a news link in there, I'll be more than happy to pick that up, add it to the browser, and we'll add that to our discussion as well. And we're talking, visiting with Captain Proton from jolly old England, and we're taking a look at some of the his ideas about what's happening to Ireland. Of course, we read the article this morning in regards to Portugal. They're trying to do the same thing that Ireland did, standing up against it. Discussion in the chat about the Lisbon Treaty. We're focusing on these little pigs, the pig countries. And we're basically, you know, bringing them very low. They're not up to the standards, I guess, of the international financial community. And may have a lot of corruption in their governments, need to be cleaned out. And yet, Captain, you point out correctly, it's not necessarily government, not necessarily even the people. It's these batard bankers.
Well, I'd just like to finish up with this, because I know you've probably got more callers on the line, but it's us against them, isn't it? They would see us dead before they would admit their bankruptcy. They will steal the shirts off our backs in order to protect their interests for a few more days.
What's in just a couple more just a couple more pence off a dead man's eyes, eh?
Yes. Well, time is up. We must act now to stop any more bailouts. We're all in trouble. We all know we are.
Well, there's no individual government on this planet really that has the power, including the United States of America, to take over the world, so to speak. But the banking families, you know, some call them the Illuminati, the 12 or 14 families that have ever since the time of Medici and before that, from Venice forward, the Phoenicians, from those time periods, all of the Mediterranean capital east, if you will, those people do have the ability, because they control the purse strings. It's the old Rothschild model.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I agree with it. And I'm going to say goodbye now anyway, William, because I've got to be a vocal local in Norwich.
Well, best of luck to you today over there, and remember, when you have your tea, have a couple of crumpets for me as well, will you?
Bless you, William. Have a good day.
You too, Captain. Thanks for calling in. That's Captain Proton in the chat room, folks. We always enjoy to see Captain in there. He's got great comments to give us as well. So, yes, here's another little bit on the Iceland elects the ordinary folk to draft the Constitution. Well, this is just different photographs. It looks to me like the same article, so we'll pass on that one. But, yeah, it's on the browser. It's on the screen. People are upset. People are, you know, mad as hell, and they've finally had enough of it. Here's another one. the Usurper's administration. Again, it's your news today, folks. If you find something, a news article, you want me to bring it up, just throw it in. I'm just opening these things from where they come in and reading them, and we'll discuss them as we go through. Bury the Usurper's administration weighs indefinite detention. This is National Public Radio. Wow. I didn't think I'd ever give one of these out on the air, but it is starting to look like the president who campaigned on closing the prison at Guantanamo Bay maybe end up doing something wholly different, signing a law that would pave the way for terrorism suspects to be held indefinitely. Held indefinitely. All right, well, we've had that from the Patriot Act, but we'll see a little bit more. The administration officials, don't you love that? Administration officials. Isn't anything official about them? A bunch of thieves, gangsters, and thugs. Administration officials are looking at the possibility at codifying detention without trial and are awaiting legislation that is supposed to come out of Congress earlier next year. Now, remember, my little revelation, I've shared it with you in the past, all right? There is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, return as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. All right? It's this takeover of the natural law by the legal positivists, where words, they live inside of a language game where words are simply, or merely, I should say, symbols in their game. One of these days we'll just do the logical positivism and the legal positivism talks in full. But for this morning, again, here we go. Administration officials are looking at the possibility of codifying, and they're awaiting legislation that's making things statutory, right? Analysts say two key events have conspired to force bury the usurper's hand on indefinite detention legislation, all right? Two key events, what would that be? Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger? Or maybe that would be AIPAC. Maybe that would be the Israeli lobby and the banking community. Well, let's see what they say. Last week, a New York jury nearly acquitted Ahmad Galani, a young Tanzanian who was charged with more than 280 counts of murder and conspiracy for his alleged role in the 1988 embassy bombings in Africa. Tanzanian, huh? I wonder if he was working with the Mossad on that one. In the 1988 embassy bombings in Africa, and Republicans regained control of the House of Representatives in midterm elections. They threw in parenthetically here almost. Case highlights administration dilemma. All right, these are the two things that are forcing his hand. This is what's forcing his hand. False flag terrorism and the Republican sweeping of the House of Representatives. That's what's going to force his hand. Oh, my goodness. The usurper's administration officials had thought that the Galani case would be a slam dunk. Four other men were convicted of the same crime in the same New York federal court back in 2002. But in this case, after 5 days of deliberation, the jury convicted Galani of a single charge of conspiracy. Quote, the jury came within one count of acquitting him entirely. The jury came within one count of quitting him entirely, says Benjamin Witz, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, quote, and had that happened, that would have put the government in an enormously difficult position, because if you hold a trial and somebody is acquitted, it kind of violates our sense of what a trial is to say, well, we're going to hold him anyway. Weird, huh? If you hold a trial and somebody is acquitted, it kind of violates our sense of what a trial is to say. My God, this guy's from the Brookings Institute. Maybe he needs to suffer some indefinite detention. Galani was never going to walk out of the courtroom free man because the usurper's Justice Department, from Attorney General Eric Holder on down, has made clear that if any high-profile terrorism suspects are acquitted, they will never go free. They would be held as enemy combatants instead, the host said in basic English. For all of our international audience, perhaps listening this morning from
Togo or Lesotho via the internet. Juan Zarate, a former deputy national advisor in the Bush administration and now a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says that's a huge problem. When prosecutors can hold someone behind bars, even without proving their case, the criminal trial becomes a show trial, or just an Israeli trial. That's Israeli justice here. When the Attorney General is asked if Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the guy's still around? The alleged September the 11th mastermind, or in this case, Gilani is acquitted, and the answer for all intents and purposes is he'll remain in custody regardless of the verdict. That is a problematic answer in the context of the use of the criminal legal system, Zarate says. There's truth to that. Heads I win, tails you lose. It's not the way our justice system is supposed to work, he added. Well, there's that article. Very, very interesting.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And just taking your calls and reading the articles as they come in, folks. Your calls are welcome. You're 866-841-1065, kind of an open mind, open line Friday. And this is an all-chat Friday as well because I'm letting the chat room dictate the news articles. Got a browser full here. You're welcome to drop it. If you have an article you want to put in the chat room, jump in the chat room. You can find it at becomevocallocal.com. Becomevocallocal.com. Just click on the chat link. come in anonymously any way you want to. Just jump right in. There's no screening. There's no waiting. This off the Mail Online out of the United Kingdom. Burning with anger, London streets in flame again as 25,000 go on a rampage in a new student fees riot. And we're finding this all over Europe and Greece, all the way across to England. Finding this all across as they go into these austerity measures, all right? They're dumping the problem of the bankers upon the people and is impacting the students. Demonstrators smash into a police van and steal uniforms. Two officers injured as they clash with protesters. Territorial support group rushed in to bolster police lines. Huge crowds are kettled on section of Whitehall. New Unite chief Len McCleskey hails the poll tax spirit, and more protests in Cambridge, Birmingham, Manchester, and Glasgow. Police officers were seriously injured today as angry demonstrators protesting against the hike in tuition fees again brought chaos to the streets. Reminds me of my youth. The anti-war demonstrations around Washington State and in Oregon and in California and in Berkeley, California. Very interesting time period to have seen people actually having the testosterone and the testicular fortitude, male, female alike, to step out and say, not just no, but hell no, we're not going to go. Okay, around 10,000 students, that's a number I like to hear, and protesters flooded London for a new demonstration just a fortnight after anarchists unleashed mayhem at the Tory Party headquarters. And we had a bit of that over in Iceland, too, if you recall. More than 25,000 students in total are believed to have taken part in the protests across the country today. And if you think all 25,000 of those students were anarchists, you're sadly mistaken. A lot of people have very valid complaints and very valid grievances, and unable to get their grievances heard by government, have no other recourse but to come out into the streets. One constable suffered a broken arm, and a second officer was knocked unconscious as he battled to contain protesters outside the Foreign Office. He injured his leg and was taken to a hospital. Six members of the public were also taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Ever been hit upside the head by a baton? Ever gotten one in the jaw with the butt of a baton, watched a tooth fly out of your mouth and blood flow out of your face? Huge crowds had attempted to break the security cordon outside the building, but the lines of police was quickly bolstered to ensure the barricades were not breached. Not breached, all right? I notice here they're wearing face shields and they're carrying the batons, but they don't have full body shields. I've seen that before, plexiglass shields from head to toe coming up again you. It's a rather chilling event, no doubt about it. But these police seem to be doing their job. They've got the batons in the air. They're ready to go. Anybody that comes within swinging range, you know, hey, have you ever read the Bible? You understand the story about why they had so many left-handers? Why the call went out for left-handers? Well, there's a reason for the left-handers. You know, everybody carried their shield in their left hand and they swung their sword with the right. You go against your enemy. With left-handers, they all hold their shield with the right arm and swing their sword with the left. It's quite confusing, certainly quite confusing. You're always striking at the opponent's undefended side, for all of you out there that understand martial arts. Demonstrators were tonight being held in a section of Whitehall using the controversial practice of kettling, is what they say, kettling. That's where they put all the little frogs in a pot and bring up the boil. Despite criticism of previous attempts at using the strategy, that would be like our free speech zones, right? In behind the 10-foot-high chain-link fences. Earlier, a Metropolitan Police van parked in the middle of Whitehall was targeted by youth who leapt on the roof, smashed the windscreen, hurled sticks, and sprayed graffiti. Witnesses said a smoke bomb was thrown inside the van as protesters, some covering their faces with scarves, hit the windows with wooden sticks. Well, there is that to deal with as well. A protester wearing a police helmet and holding a riot shield in central London today. You know, what goes around comes around. Setting fires, fanning the flames. Well, they're doing a lot in England. Student Zoe Williams tried to intervene when youths started rocking the van from side to side, but was given short shrift. She said later, some kind of anger and aggressive behavior control the government, that we're not joking, and we'll just let them do it. Anyway, but showing this, we're this violent and we're ready to take it to this level, she said, was detrimental. A lot of people aren't here to support the cause. They're doing, they're doing it to have a day off school and be rebellious and burn stuff. It really does dampen the efforts of other people. Yeah. And then they talk about fireworks and other things, okay? Well, from time to time, from time to time, you just have to let the beast know, all right? From time to time, you need to let the beast know. $335,906 is the price of the Constitution. This off Blacklisted News. When senators give speeches, they will say you can't put a price on freedom, but as it turns out, you can. You can actually put an exact dollar amount on the Constitution, and that amount is $335,906. At least that's the amount that Hollywood gave Senator Patrick Leahy. And in return, Leahy gave them the COICA. We talked about that earlier this morning. That's not the same as of some news disease. That's not the name. Shame on you guys. Still a little bit of editing here. Doogie. That's not the name of some new disease. It's the abbreviation for Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeit Acts. It's an acronym. The biggest and most comprehensive internet censorship proposal in the history of this country. It would give Attorneys General Eric Holder, hold them forever Holder, the power to create a blacklist, blacklisted news, of websites and force all companies that do business in the United States to comply with the blacklist. I'll give them something, all right. Yeah, let's go over here and jump on this one. Another article, Minister Hirsch Balin in Leget Bomb under Reichstag. Well, my goodness, I can't deal with this article. This is not even my language. What is this? Is there a translate button here? Where's the English only version? Well, what do you know about that? It's in Dutch. Voor pagina. De decryptic rictizik in eerste instantie trekt op de door Ernst Ishbalian Vergstel internet kill switch. I guess we can all understand internet kill switch. Well, interesting article. Sorry, I can't deal with it. Let's go to the next one. What else do we got in the box here? Several more to go. Korea. South Korean official, artillery rounds heard on the island attacked by North Korea. I think we need to check this article. This by the Canadian press. I don't think so. It's Yahoo News. They're floating the meme. I think it went the other way around. From what I've heard from multiple sources, South Korea was using American advisors. They were having a military maneuvers. They fired into the North Korean waters after having been warned. And, yes, the North Korean fired back. North Korea warned that U.S.-South Korean plans for military maneuvers put the peninsula on the brink of war and appeared to launch its own artillery drills within earshot of an island it showered with a deadly barrage this week. Oh, this is right. This is good. This is the right switch. The fresh artillery blast came just after the U.S. commander in South Korea, General Walter Not Too Sharp, toured the country island in a show of solidarity with Seoul and a survey damage from Tuesday's hail of North Korean artillery that killed four people. What would we be doing? You know, what would we be doing if the Mexicans rolled up some howitzers along the southern border and fired into, I don't know, Deming, New Mexico? You think they would maybe get a blast back? I bet they would. Roll them up to the fence in San Diego and blow a few rounds into the United States. I would imagine they would get a response. An official at the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said about 20 blasts were heard coming from North Korean's mainland some 7 miles to the north, and that nothing landed on South Korean territory. Interesting. The military official spoke on conditions of anonymity, citing military policy because, why? Well, they had a rope ready for him. Tensions have soared between the Koreans since the North strike Tuesday destroyed large parts of the island, killing 2 civilians as well as 2 Marines in a major escalation. Again, the idea of a two-front war here is on my mind, all right? Have the United States embroiled in Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Uzbekistan and Tajikistan and all the rest of the Stan countries, and then whip round the other side and have us get involved with North Korea and South Korea again, as if we hadn't had the opportunity to put that to bed a long time ago. And you now have a world war, a war happening on more or multiple fronts. The attack, 8 months after a torpedo sank a South Korean warship in nearby waters. So we financed these people. We made the best enemies that money could buy. We drew the line, you know. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So closing out on this article, and folks, your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. If you would like to join the online discussion, you can do that. You can also jump into the chat room, become vocallocal.com, and engage in our chat there, picking up articles out of the chat room as quickly as I can. But just closing this one out, the heightened animosity between the Koreans is taking place as the North undergoes a delicate transition of power from leader Kim Jong-il to his young, inexperienced son, Kim Jong-un. Emil Dunn, yeah, who is in his late 20s and is expected to eventually succeed his ailing father in his quest for porn and booze. Well, anyway, let's jump over here and pick this article up. It's hot off the presses, as we say. Let's see, Neville, let's pick that one up. No, that wasn't it. Mythbusters, let's go there. Motorola, CNET News, I guess. Technically incorrect, something here. Mythbusters, Savage. I got past the TSA with razor blades. I think you could get past the TSA with a Boeing 747. Many of you will be flying today. You will be going to see those to whom you feel closest, or indeed most indifferent, in order to give thanks for your feelings.
Wow.
You'll also have to enjoy the watchful eyes, hands, and smiles of the TSA inspectorate. You may not find it entirely comfortable, however, like Mythbusters presenter Adam Savage, in the rush to leave the house, you may have forgotten that you have a couple of 12-inch razor blades secreted about your person. Savage, in the highly entertaining monologue that I have embedded, describes how earlier this year he was flying and happened to forget to remove potentially dangerous objects from his belongings. Savage says he has shepherded through the body scanner, which, for some reason, makes my... Well, I'm not going to say that. And once he got to the other side, discovered something quite surprising. While his other body parts had been inspected, the ordinary scanner, all-over body scanner, tandem, seemed to have missed the blade. Savage says he was somewhat alarmed at the TSA's apparent inattention. Oh, well. He talks about his genitalia, and I'm not going to give him the credit for that, so we'll just jump past that and jump over here. Let me see what else we've got on the browser over here on this end of the world. Let's see what we've got. I think we've just about got one. Here's another one. So, this is the Save the Debt thing, back to the Henry Macau article. All right. Well, here's another. Let's see what we got here. Let me jump over to this one. Just because I don't really care for Henry Macau that much, but let's just jump back over there, pick this guy back up over here. This is a mastercraft of multitasking today, having a lot of fun with it. And here we go. Let's see if we can catch that one before it disappears and open that Hummer now. Here we go. Foiled. Foiled is the headline of it. Foiled Saudi Qaeda cells were recruiting, government says. Al-Qaeda, that white boy Al-Qaeda, online now. Friday, November the 26th. Open lines, open minds Friday here on Become Vocal Local. From Riyadh, out of the Reuters, that would be the Rothschilds news agency. Saudi Arabia said on Friday that it captured 149 Al-Qaeda militants. I guess that's it. It's all over. We can bring our troops home. We got them all. Wow. And Saudi Arabia captured them, not the United States, in recent months, who were raising money and recruiting members to carry out attacks inside the kingdom with links to other militants in Somalia and Yemen. Yemen. Yemen, get down. Yo, dude. The announcement by the world's largest oil exporting country was made with elderly Saudi King Abdullah in the United States recovering from surgery to treat a blood clot complication from a slipped disc. Wow. How personal. In the past 8 months, 149 people linked to... This is trouble when you have 70 virgins in your harem, you know, that slipped disc. You got to watch those blood clots. It's nasty. In the past 8 months, 149 people linked to Al-Qaeda were arrested. Among them were 124 Saudis and 25 from other nationalities. And yet we went to war with Iraq and Afghanistan. What did they have to do with Al-Qaeda? Turkey, not that one, Turkey. It would be Prime Interior Ministry spokesman Mansur Turki. Mansur Turki told a news conference. Turki, T-R-K-I, said, not Butterballs, the other one. Turki said the attackers belonged to 19 Al-Qaeda cells and were planning to target government facilities, security officials, and journalists in the kingdom. He gave no names of the targets. I wonder how much in America is owned by the Saudis anyway. Anybody ever check that out? You've got a bottom line figure on that for us? You can certainly call in and tell us. 1-866-841-1065. The television channel Al Arabia, there you go, reported that the kingdom had also foiled plans to attack the Saudi oil installations. That's, you know, kind of things that the Americans do down there. When they're slant drilling back and forth, that's how we got into the first Gulf War. The non-Saudi suspects were Arabs, Africans, and South Asians, he said, adding that the thwarted cells had associations with Al-Qaeda in Yemen, Somalia, and Afghanistan. These cells have links with Al-Qaeda, who are disturbing the security in Yemen and with Somalia and organizations in Afghanistan. wonder how much they've got invested in our military and industrial complex. Continuing, one cell had links to Somalia, but the large majority had ties to Yemen. Most cells were very small. We're operating independently and still in the stages of being set up. One-man operations, huh? Someone was sitting at their keyboard and they were thinking about joining an Al-Qaeda, but they didn't know how to become vocal local and build a vocal precinct group, and so they just sat there and looked at the screen and thinking, I wonder, how can I form an Al-Qaeda terrorist cell? The ministry confiscated 2.4 million reals. Now we know what they were after, 597,000 U.S. street value from Al-Qaeda suspects, he said, and militants had tried to collect money and spread their ideology during the Muslim period. We should say Muslim. Take a card out of Michael Colin Piper's playbook. The Muslims. They wanted to spread their ideology during the Muslim pilgrimages of Hajj and Umrah in Saudi Arabia. Improved intelligence tactics. Analysts said that while the announcement was not unusual for Saudi Arabia, they come out frequently and tell us about all of these Al-Qaeda cells that they have down there. Maybe it's a cancer. Maybe it's metastasizing within the very body politic. I don't know. They pointed to the kingdom's continuing struggle against militancy. Struggling against militancy. But also its improved intelligence and tactics in fighting Al-Qaeda. Maybe they could, you know, be advisors for the United States. There is no doubt that there's a security problem. Particularly, it seems to be coming from inside Yemen, said Neil Patrick, an independent British-based analyst, probably works for MI5, MI6, or Mossad, on the Middle East. Quote, in the last 5 years, the Saudi security services have become more efficient at intercepting security threats, where those directed against soft targets, or the soft underbelly, or those against major installations. Security threats. The TSA directing their energy against the soft targets between your legs. A Saudi Arabian counterterrorism drive halted a violent Al-Qaeda campaign in the Gulf Arab country from 2003 to 2006. Al-Qaeda's Yemen and Saudi wings merged in 2009 into a new group, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the AQAP, the AQAP, based in Yemen. The organization is trying to recruit people from inside the kingdom. There are cells that facilitators, it's like a consensus meeting, to travel outside the kingdom, to train, and then they return. They must have learned that from the university extension agents, your county agents here in America. They exploit the Hajj season for this purpose. Turkey told journalists at the press conference the plan was to send them to countries including Somalia and Yemen. Yemen, what's up? Continuing, one cell was learning how to build car bombs. It's kind of like an afternoon pursuit, hey? A part-time job on the side building car bombs. A woman was also among those arrested, he said, for spreading Al-Qaeda's ideology on the internet. Uh-oh. But she was returned to her family, as is customary in the kingdom. And they took away her iPod, probably. Her iPad. Maybe she had another one of those little Chinese tippy-tappies. Well, that's the insanity for today, folks. I've pegged my fun meter. Hope it was fun for you, too. We'll be back on Monday. Have the best weekend you can. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.